Naldic Podcasts. Frequently asked questions. How can I ensure that my new arrival EAL learners are set or grouped appropriately?
When deciding where to group or set a newly arrived EAL learner, it is vital to collect as much different information as possible, particularly about a child's skills and ability in their first language. Assessment of their English skills will only provide a fraction of the information needed to gain a real idea of their stage of development across different subject areas. For this reason also, basing setting and grouping decisions solely on the results of standardised tests can be misleading. Although it may seem logical or sensible to group new arrivals with English speakers who may be learning at a much slower pace, this is actually counterproductive. The reason for this is that new arrivals learn best from articulate peers who are strong role models for language, learning and behaviour. The better the quality of English being spoken all around them, the faster their progress will generally be. New arrivals who have been successful learners in their own country may also suffer a loss of confidence or self-esteem at suddenly finding themselves placed with the pupils in the class who need the most support. This can severely slow down progress and may impact negatively on future achievement. Pupils who are good language role models are more likely to be found in higher ability sets and groups, so appropriate placement for newly arrived EAL learners will be in these types of groups. Provided that there is good peer support and inclusive teaching, pupils new to English will generally make very rapid progress.